And as we follow Benedict's pilgrimage from afar, Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett is in the Holy Land, travelling with the Pope. During the previous leg of this visit, a three-day stay in Jordan, the Pope stressed the importance of Christians and Muslims working together. And as Sean so aptly puts it, as from today, it's really time to start a new chapter.
Time to turn the page. Papal pilgrimage to the Holy Land, end of chapter one, beginning of chapter two. Just when we thought we could sit back and rest on our laurels, so to speak, congratulating ourselves on a successful visit to Jordan, here we are, starting all over again in Israel. It ain't easy. Even though, when it comes to the Jordanian leg of the trip, it's smiles all round. And if successful means what I think it does, namely achieving one's purpose, then it was a great success. The Pope did what he wanted to do, praying at the holy sites and meeting different religious communities. He said what he wanted to say, encouraging Christians and engaging Muslims. He made all the right gestures, visiting a mosque and blessing foundation stones. He said all the right things, reinforcing his call to reason, reconciliation, and respect. Of course, not everyone has ears to hear, but that's life. The Jordanians, most of them, loved it. It's worthwhile remembering that Jordan is one of the few countries in the Middle East that doesn't float on oil. Gasoline is regularly rationed. So the tourist trade isn't a question of small change, it's a question of survival. Naturally, they hope the Pope's visit here will boost interest in their holy sites, of which there are several. They've also come up with a triple formula to guarantee success: sites, services, and security. And in this part of the world, that's no small promise, believe me. In addition, the unscheduled presence of the King and Queen at the Pope's last stop here, the baptismal site on the River Jordan, was a sign they've realized just how much royalty rocks. Of course, the King is an Oxford graduate, so he probably picked up a few tips from the British royals. Like I said, smiles all round. But like I also said, time to turn the page. Some commentators are already announcing that the pilgrimage is over and the political tug of war is about to begin. It's true, there are great hopes and expectations on both sides, Israeli and Palestinian, for what the Pope will say and for what he won't say, for what he will do and for what he won't do. Actually, he's already said what he wants to do: offer a concrete contribution to what he calls the common good. If he succeeds on this leg of his peace pilgrimage, it could mean a major page turn for the whole region. Don't touch that dial. With the Pope in the Holy Land, I'm Sean Patrick Lovett.
Thanks there to Vatican Radio's Sean Patrick Lovett, who is in the Holy Land travelling with the Pope.